Good afternoon. Thank you for calling Family First Care. This is Yona.
Hi, this is Danielle with PA Health and Wellness, and I wanted to speak with you on our participant. Oop, I'm clicking too much here. Let me see. This is for Michael Fagan.
Oh, Mr. Fagan. I haven't heard about him in a minute. He's not currently a participant, but yes, how can I help you?
Oh, okay. So you're not servicing him?
Michael Fagan was discharged for fraud. I believe.
Oh.
Double check that. Let me double check to make sure I'm talking about the right one. Last date of service was November 18th. Last date of service November 18th. The lady he stays by kept clocking in and billing while he was hospitalized multiple times. Despite being warned, she failed to report three separate hospitalizations, and he refused alternative care. So discharged, and we notified the city and everything, and there was also a fraud investigation, but we haven't serviced him for 2 months, not a participant.
Okay. All right. That's what I was just calling to verify. Let me see. So it looks like if you are able to, could you possibly, so our system automatically renewed his authorization for 2026, and it looks like the auth has allocated hours on there. I don't know if your system just, like, automatically schedules it, you know.
We have nothing scheduled on his end. Just we have some temp visits in, but that's it.
Okay, yeah. Are you able to remove those so then I can just go ahead and void this authorization?
I can. Pretty much today and onwards, you just want his calendar cleared?
What was that?
Just today and onwards, you want his calendar cleared?
Yeah, that would be great.
Okay, bear with me a second. And I will do it right now so that I make sure to do it. I really do hope he doesn't have the same fraudster working for him, but I'm sure he does.
Yeah, I'm honestly not sure.
Yeah, I know. All right, he's done.
Okay, awesome. Thank you for all your help.
It's my pleasure. Be well.
You too. Have a great day.
Take care.
Bye-bye.